Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, welcoming you to the show and thanking the Most High indeed for every ear. Yes, for every ear that He brings near. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do. He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, said to me I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I only can be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he's told me. I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could. Ah, yes, if they could, to destroy. The Most High declared an eternal word, my brothers and sisters. I said, the Most High has declared an eternal word. He has declared that he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The very word in Hebrew for beginning relates also that which is eternal. I would say to you then, my brothers and sisters, it is wise for us to understand. I say it is wise for us to understand what the Most High declared from the beginning is a sure eventuality. He will bring to bear. Yes, he will bring to bear all, everything that he has spoken. It shall be discerned, my brothers and sisters, by all one day, that what the Most High declared from the beginning was an eternal obligation for mankind to preserve it forever. Let me repeat that. What the Most High declared as the eventuality upon this earth. I repeat, what the Most High declared as an absolute eventuality upon this earth. It was the always, let's say it was always, the obligation of all mankind to preserve it forever. It should have always been that every single so-called controlling body of knowledge that men have taught upon this earth should have always been respected for what the Most High declared in the beginning. As he said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Yah. Word was Yah. His Word, my brothers and sisters, should have always been a God to his people. A standard that all men should always have. Continuously upheld, respected, revered, sought to preserve all thought of mankind. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? All the thoughts of mankind, aspirations, dreams, and visions of humanity should have always been consistent with what the Most High declared from the beginning, that this earth must be. Whatever men have thought otherwise, I repeat, whatever it has been that men have dared to think otherwise, my brothers and sisters, has been great error. Whatever men have sought to think otherwise, men have set up obstacles against men discerning the Most High declared from the beginning as a surety. Wherever men, my brothers and sisters, have sought to establish themselves as rulers in the earth, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Wherever men sought to establish their own governments and kingdoms, inconsiderate of what the Most High has declared must be the common expectation of all his people, men have been in bondage, and not even one fallen standard of man, inconsiderate of what the Most High declared from the beginning, must be the expectation. Not even one standard of man, inconsiderate of that fullness, has ever been unto the salvation of even one single human soul. All, my brothers and sisters, will be part of the peace that is to come, must be in all things in agreement. Must prove to the Most High They're worthy to be confirmed, steadfast, able to oblige, able to walk steadfastly within. The constructs of the Most High that He says must be peace to His people. Nobody's going to come in and take anything away from that standard. Nobody's going to add anything to it. Nobody's going to sit back and holler about they were the sons of light when they were subject to any institutionality of man that sought to hide any of the truth. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has told us that His Spirit seeks to teach all things. No lie in it. Bringing all things to remembrance. Those who are of that Spirit then should also seek to do the same. He said we must love Him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. That is a statement to us all. And if we knew to all do this for the good of one another, loving our neighbors, ourselves, we would all know it is our obligation, each and every single soul. We know it is our obligation, each and every single soul, my brothers and sisters, to seek the truth of the Most High. That what He has declared from the beginning will always be recorded as a constant guide in our conscience. Think about what the Most High said. I will save him because he has known my name. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? What does it mean? What is this saying to us if we are wise enough to hear it? Think about it. In Deuteronomy 28:58, it speaks about, there's a very powerful word is said in the midst of it. It talks about observe and do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may what? Revere the glorious, wonderful name of the Most High, your Yah, your Elohim, one who is to be the same common conscience of us all. He said, if you are not observed to do all the words that are written, the word of this law that is written in this book, that you might reveal the wonderful name of the Most High. It said, the Most High will send upon you plagues and plagues upon your descendants, even plagues of long duration, sore sicknesses of long duration. More, He brings upon you all the diseases of which, or Egypt, which you are afraid. It's not just physical diseases. It's all that oppresses the human soul and leaves men far from comfort and dis-ease. They shall cleave to you. And all kinds of sickness and all plagues, which are not written, which are also all plagues, even those which are not written in the book of the law. Then will the Most High bring upon you until you destroy it. Understand, my brothers and sisters, some look upon this as they're saying as a destructive retribution for man walking in his sins. No, my brothers and sisters, let's take it to another level and understand what it really means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not allow to survive. That would be a detriment against the peace that He would offer the faithful among His people. Let me repeat that. The Most High will not allow the preservation of whatever detriment against the peace of His people. He will not allow any such negativity to remain. There's a lot of scripture, my brothers and sisters, that keeps talking about, Zechariah 13, He said He refined His people like gold and silver. Isaiah 48 chapter says He refined His people because they sworn by His name but not in truth nor in righteousness. Malachi says too, it talks about a refining of all the institutions of man that men have called rulership. Even to the point of the eradication and destruction out of the temple, where we'll teach a fallen, foreign standard. It means again and again, my brothers and sisters, that the judgment, quite frankly, for those who are ready to understand it, is for peace's sake. The day of judgment, my brothers and sisters, is also a day of salvation. It means that the Most High must eradicate the negative in order to preserve the positive. It's kind of like eradication of an infection. You kill the germ. You destroy the germ to save the soul. Is this unjust, my brothers and sisters? Think about it, what I told you. The Most High declared from the beginning a standard, a pure and perfect standard. If man had kept that pure and perfect standard, would there have been a need for Messiah to send forth his disciples, saying, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commanded, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, means purifying them according to the pure, perfect will of the One Most High. Has said the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about all the words, the books of the law? Even all, my brothers and sisters, the Most High reveals is the right understanding of those words according to his conscience. Anything less than that, my brothers and sisters, will never be peace. And the Most High has not said that he would preserve any such corruption of any form or fashion. I think, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes about why Messiah is called the King of Glory. Look at that word, glory. It means honor, relates to light. In Psalm 24. Isaiah 41, he's called the Righteous One from the East. Very much like looking at the scripture in Zechariah, post-exilic prophet, after the Babylonian captivity. 3:8, 6:12, the very word that's down there for branch also means sunrise, one like the rising sun. One who brings a sudden light, the world would obscure. Brings forth a light, exceeding light, that proves so much what men are called brilliance. Still be darkness, or some institution that hides the truth. He's called the, like I said, the King of the East, King like the rising sun. It brings forth an exceeding light that Isaiah 41 says exposes all the rulers, exposes all the kings. Exposes them as what then, my brothers and sisters, in that they have denied the truth, divided the people. Understand, light cannot deny light. And if all the rulers preached only the pure, perfect, and invariant light, the divisions of the nations would not even have existed. The rulers preserve their multitude of pulpits and thrones because they hide the truth from the people, denying in some way the Most High. I hear a lot of times people talking about the idea that that they love the Most High. Do they love him for all that he is? Or just the peace in part that they feel exalt themselves? There's a lot of truth in that Bible, my brothers and sisters. The people truly love the Most High will not be alien to the mind, but will be common among the people. In Isaiah 41, he's called, in so many ways, the chosen one. Most High says he is one that he has chosen. Scripture says he is one that to the ordinary conscience is hid, is what it means when they put down the word north. From the rising sun, it said the king should be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. It means, my brothers and sisters, that so many that thought were thought among men to be the children of light will be exposed to the children of darkness, who hear the truth rather than preach the whole gospel. You need to read Isaiah 41 very closely. He's called the Son of Righteousness that arises. In the book of Malachi, fourth chapter, he says, in that day, because of this one's appearing, he said, you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. How about discern the difference between those who reveal the truth, would reveal the truth of the Most High, and those who would hide it? Malachi in the third chapter, calls in the Lord whom ye seek. He for whom you are waiting, or should be waiting. Again, the scripture says he exposes the priests, the sons of darkness, who have, think about it in Malachi 2. It says the lips of a priest should keep knowledge. That means it should reveal the light of the Most High. It should reveal the wisdom of the Most High for the blessed good of all. But there are those who prefer to hide the truth, that they might exalt instead themselves. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will overcome such illusion. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will realize what it means when Scripture is talking about not under the law but under grace. How about when the Most High reveals the exceeding light that you not be subject to those who keep you in the darkness? It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, how many prophecies keep repeating the same idea. 1 Corinthians 4th chapter says, Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things of darkness, expose those who hide the truth from you, revealing the light the world would obscure. And then shall every man ought to praise Yah. Isaiah, in the 8th going into the 9th chapter, says that when Messiah comes to reveal all the law, bind all the testimony, seal all the law, and relate what is the reckoning of all these things, he says, whoever will not agree has no light in them. Says, Scripture says, those who dwell in darkness, going into the 9th chapter, have seen a great light. I said, those who walked in darkness, he said, have seen a great light. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He be called Prince of Peace. Meaning that someone has to reveal a light greater than all the variant standards that after which men have been led astray. Someone's going to have to expose all the partial standards that are taught in this world, that none of them shall anymore hold any soul captive. They put in your King James Version in Isaiah 41, one called Cyrus. Wow. That's the one that's called the King like the rising sun. They didn't tell you that its actual title was not Cyrus, but the Kurdi. Look back far enough, this you find. You would find, my brothers and sisters, that title means, Kur means sun, Tis means rise, Shah means king, as in King of the East, or the King of Light, or the King who is like the rising sun that comes suddenly to expose all that in the night seemed to be brightness. Let me repeat again, my brothers and sisters. Most High commanded his people to seek the fullness of the light, that every man might be indeed found worthy, as Israel, to be a light to the world. Whoever would refuse to show forth this light, the truth the Most High declared from the beginning, the conscience that he declared from the beginning, fails, my brothers and sisters, to be called worthily a child of Abraham. Abraham was told to look for the perfect will of Yah, Genesis 17. That his children should be a blessing to all nations. How about a light of exceeding wisdom? The wisdom of the kingdom of the Most High to all nations. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that man subjects under, 280-odd nations today? 45,000 denominations? That any of these, if they've hidden the truth in any way, you think they're worthy to be called the sons and daughters of Abraham, the children of Israel? Think about what I'm telling you. If a man denies his brother or will not seek what is necessary to enlighten his brother, and yet considers himself wise for the Most High, proving he would withhold the truth rather than exude the truth, how shall he be called, my brothers and sisters, a child of light? You screw a light bulb into the juice, if it does not light up, what good is it? What did Messiah say? Let your light so shine that others may see your good works and honor your Father, which is in heaven. Have all my brothers and sisters who have called themselves, per se, pastors and kings in this world sought to do that? Or has it been, and I've seen it so many times, running in the pastors and talking about certain very precious scripture that I've heard none of them dare to truly speak of? Telling me again and again, we don't talk about that scripture in our church. They'll say things like such verses are obscure when they're not. If they were children of light, how'd these verses become so obscure to them? Telling me things like, if they said these things, they lose their congregation. Wait a minute. You've already told me that if you spoke of these things, you lose your congregation. It's the light and wisdom of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that redeems the human soul. The man has already told me then that his intents are to keep a soul ensnared after his conscience without intent, my brothers and sisters, to ever liberate a mind. How many times has this happened? Most have no clue. And I'll tell you why. They don't know what they miss. They don't know what they lack. They don't know what they should have had. I will only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is called the King of Glory. Because all you rulers who hide the truth or would deny the truth or would not seek the truth, that Messiah said should have been preserved forever. All of them will either hide that truth, deny that truth, or will not seek that truth, or will not speak that truth. Beguiling the people to believe that what they have still yet is enough. They've all been deceivers, teaching a foolish, false, fleshly word, with which the Most High cannot be pleased. Not all of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to understand that. Think about it in Deuteronomy. The scriptures tell us the secret things belong unto the Most High, but those things which He has revealed ultimately are an obligation unto us to preserve them forever. When did man ever have the right not to seek? All the Most High says must be disseminated among all His people. When did people calling themselves pastors ever receive from the Most High the right to deny the truth to establish their own personal ministries? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Messiah comes revealing the exceeding light that your pastors, your kings, and your priests should have taught, to expose how many ways they have, in fact, been quite treacherous against your deliverance. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth to set you free. He was talking about the truth that your leaders wouldn't teach. Most High sends prophets imbued with the spirit of the Most High that teaches all things, that rebukes all sin, or whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, that divides the people after partial and perverse standards and allegiances. Most High sends prophets to bring to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, the knowledge of the truth to this age, to the age in which they come, for the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, to speak what others would not. I find it amazing. Most High has to send prophets to speak what others would not. What do you call then, my brothers and sisters, those who seek to deny the free flow of the words of the prophets? Think about it. Every single one of the scriptures that talks about the eventuality of the last days talks about an end of all these nations. There must only be one reason, my brothers and sisters, because they've been obstacle against your awakening. Jeremiah 30:10-11 says he's going to make a full end of all nations wherever his people have been scattered. Why? He has to make a full end of all these variant ideals among the nations that his people return to him. Isaiah 60:12 says, the nation that will not hearken, or the nation that strives against what the Most High intends to make of Israel. He says, that nation shall utterly perish. Isaiah 34 says, the Most High, his anger is against all the nations. Why? They must be acting as obstacles against your discerning his greater light. Revelation 16:12-21 talks about all the kings gathered against Messiah as the King of light and glory, the King of the East. Why? Don't want the people to know the truth? Scripture says, when he exposes them, all the cities of the nations shall fall. Men shall realize that every one of these institutions has been a snare, a blinder, a veil, a covering to blind all the nations, to keep people under damning pulpits and thrones. Do you think they were ever going to tell you why Messiah is called the King of Glory? Do you think they would tell you that he is called the King of Glory to reveal the light the world would obscure? Do you think they were going to tell you this, my brothers and sisters? No, they weren't. Because if they did tell you, you could recognize all your rulers have been men standing against that wisdom, or else they themselves be called the Savior by the Most High. But the Scripture says the Most High has to send someone. He says all the kings would be exposed, trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. That's Isaiah 41, around 21-42:4. Good place to start. 40th chapter, going into the 41st verse. Kings should be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay, it says in 41:21. How about earlier when it says it'd be ashes and stubble under the soles of the feet of the righteous? Dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Same thing said in Malachi 3. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Some of every scripture that you read, it talks about Messiah as the King of Glory, the King of the East, Son of Righteousness that arises, Sunrise. Some of the titles relating again is the one the Most High sends to reveal his exceeding light. It's amazing how many times in relating those scriptures, Messiah is related as the Word the Most High declared from the beginning. Him whom the Most High declared from the beginning must surely come. The first and the last, the beginning and the end. The product. What the Most High from the beginning declared as the Word surely must be revealed in the earth. That men discern, in fact, my brothers and sisters, again, that men discern what should have never been forgotten, and that it was a sin to forget. How is it that most have not realized, my brothers and sisters, or why did your pastors not tell you that since the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things and brings all things to remembrance, that to forget, the Most High said, should never have been forgotten, has been a grievous sin that has left the world imbalanced. It's left the world in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, divided. Men trusting in those who hide the truth of salvation from them. Snared in cages and in bondage. Many, my brothers and sisters, over the course of many ages, never to awaken. Scripture talks about 2/3 of humanity, my brothers and sisters, falling because they would not ultimately come to the King of Kings, the King of Glory, one who declares the Word. If you like a sharp, two-edged sword to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. My brothers and sisters, the only way so many will resist the truth, resist the eventuality, as they've been grievously mistrained. Thought that they revered the Most High, or what they thought was worthy to be called revered, and never taught to truly worship Yah. 450,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters out here. The scriptures keep saying again and again that there are things they would never tell. Did they teach you to love the Most High? Did they teach you to honor Him? Or did they teach you in so many ways out of false pride to hate Him? Which have they done? I can't tell you how many times I go forth and seek to tell people about so much that's in the scriptures that they never heard. And it's as if most people resent being called to attention with regard to something. Either they did not know, or they see as some type of infringement against their egos, their supposed knowledge of the scriptures and righteousness. Sad thing, my brothers and sisters. How shall a man show love to his brother unto the awakening of a human soul? Or dare men say that hiding the truth will save them? Denying men the truth, shall they say that is pleasing, acceptable, an emanation of the Holy Spirit? I say, my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern far better. There's so many of my brothers and sisters that are out there calling your pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, prime ministers, whatever. The men look upon as the children of light and life. My brothers and sisters are actually the angels of darkness, messengers of darkness in disguise. And because the people have not known what they should have been taught, they esteem themselves wise after what has been so much fatal flattery. How much, my brothers and sisters, have men been denied the knowledge of? So much so that Isaiah 28 says the Messiah appears, most people are going to consider his words like a foreign language, a strange thing, it says in Hosea 8. Meaning that the people haven't even been taught what they need to know, that if Messiah were to speak to them, they hardly understand anything they need to know to be able to follow His words, His thoughts, His commands, the wisdom He will give. And I see how easy that's possible. Men today, my brothers and sisters, have lost all sense of definition of so many words contained in the scripture. Words like grace. Some people think the grace of Yah means that they're not under divine law, which means that all to them, I suppose, that all manner of lawlessness, all manner of complete unfamiliarity with the ways of the kingdom will be allowed into the kingdom. Even though the scriptures tell us in Hebrews, a people who do not know his ways shall not enter into his rest, shall not be part of his peace. How can you be party to his peace when you refuse a law that declares order? Scripture says Messiah is going to judge men according to all things. Written in the book of the law to do it. Acts 3:18-23 pretty much relates that point. He said, if man seeks to deny the law of the prophets in any way, shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. But people turn around and still say that they don't need the law of the Most High to be saved. Well, I ask you a question. If you have nothing to show you what is lawful before the Most High, after whose misrule are you in bondage? I've said it before, I said it again. That word they put down there for law, the Greeks used it for their civil and national, social and cultural authority. They use it for those who administered their polytheist rule. Daring then, my brothers and sisters, to impute upon every soul an obligation to preserve an indiscriminate pattern of thought against the power of the Holy Spirit, that would help men discern between the law, what is lawful and lawless. Do you realize, my brothers and sisters, that if you insult the greater refining gift of the Holy Spirit that would bring greater discretion. The scriptures relate again and again that this insult against wisdom, after this such an insult against wisdom, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. What then are the nations of the world doing? But they're compelling people everywhere into double-mindedness, to blaspheme, to insult the Holy Spirit, even in equating the multitude of differences of man as if they were true to the Holy Name. That is an insult. The Most High, who says he is the great I am that I am, not that he is not. Meaning that my brother and sister, he will not be defined by any manner of man's pollution or perversion against his word. We said he's the first and the last in Revelation 20th century. It means that he declares the word that is from the beginning. Any awesomeness standing in between what he declared from the beginning and what he says eventually shall be when it's all brought to bear, any obtuse word or ideal or standard that's not true to that which he declared from the beginning is outside the continuum of life. Man has to learn how to be just again, brothers and sisters. Man has to learn how to be fair. Man has to learn how not to lie. Man is going to have to learn the truth so he learns how not to rob by misexample. Man is going to have to learn how not to be so easily beguiled to follow after thoughts, ideals, not true to the Most High. Man, my brothers and sisters, is going to have to learn how not to murder with his tongue. Man, my brothers and sisters, is going to have to learn how to be true to the Most High again. Most High says he changes not. How is it that in every nation, men beguiled to walk after error have figured that in every nation, they're true to what the Most High declared from the beginning? True to that same pure and perfect word? I think it's time we dig a little deeper, my brothers and sisters, much deeper. I could talk to you about such scriptures as those at, like I said, Revelation 22. And the side says, I'm a written offspring of David, the bright morning star. How about the same one that's called the first and last? When Messiah is called the morning star, the king of the east, sunrise, all those scriptures I could talk to you about said this is the fruition of what the Most High declared from the beginning. Meaning that if man has not had the expectation of Messiah, as one who exposes all the lies, exposes all those who act as obstacles against the truth, then man has not had the faith at all. Some of you know we talked about this many times in the show. Messiah is called the King of the East. He exposes Babylon. He exposes all the rulers of Babylon, according to Revelation 16:12-21. Well, the one who is called the King of the Medes is the same one. I repeat, the one called the King of the Medes at 51:11 and 51:28. 52:11, 52:28 of Yirmiyahu. Is that one also called the King of the East? I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that these scriptures again relate the one who destroys Babylon as the one who destroys the confusion, as the one who exposes all the counterfeit perceptions of light and life. My brothers and sisters, that by no means are true to divine will. Isaiah 51:11. Gathered the quivers, filled them with arrows. The Most High stirred the spirit of the king of the Medes. It should be singular, not plural. For his device is against Babylon to destroy her, because the vengeance of the Most High and the vengeance of his temple. Most High say he will destroy whoever seeks to defile his temple, speak a false word, or deny it. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If you speak a partial word, is that putting upon yourself the whole armor, or is that opening the door for some manner of corruption? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. The one called the King of the Medes destroys Babylon. That means he destroys every false ideal that men have mistakenly sought to call light. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we ask the Most High It's a prayer the Most High gave me, I'm thankful for, very early on. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Father, I don't know what I need to know. Father, I don't know where it is. There's something that's stuck in my head that is an obstacle against me seeing and perceiving the truth. But Father, you know. If you won't tell me, I won't know. Man, my brothers and sisters, throughout the course of history has heard words and twisted them entirely out of context, oftentimes not discerning the thread of thought that's contained in so many dissertations the Most High has given through the prophets. People taking the words entirely out of context, knowing what's said but not why. The end result, my brothers and sisters, is those who have been teachers not discerning the greater reality. Compel men entirely to miss the point, considering themselves wise, that some never even pursue the greater light. I was talking to a pastor the other day. He looked at the book of Yaakov, they call it James, and he thought it just simply means just ask for something, believe in you, receive it, and you'll get it. That's all he saw. He didn't see, my brothers and sisters, scripture is actually saying that if you lack wisdom, you need to ask beyond all doubt, because the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Meaning that the one who is indecisive with regard to the knowledge of the will of Yah, who is indecisive, who is presumptuous, not only himself is unstable, but can compel many others to be unstable as well. He said that every good and perfect gift, when you ask, you should ask for the invariant light, in which there's no variableness, no shadow of changing. Read Yaakov 1:17. When it talks about the grass withers, the flower fades in the first chapter, it means all the fleshly presumptuousness of man should be cast down by a greater light. Should we not then, my brothers and sisters, be very careful as to what we do? There's so many that would dare to presume concerning what they read, concerning what they hear. Some just taking things for granted, not asking the Most High for greater revelation and verification. How many ways, my brothers and sisters, over the course of time, has it been that somebody believed and taught a lie or constructed some lie or just some perception way off the mark and have kept some people, my brothers and sisters, from discerning the truth over the course of many, many generations? Many generations never catching on to the truth because some lie became popular. And to this very day, it's an obstacle against many discerning the word of truth if Messiah were to bring it to this very day. There's a lot of scriptures that says because men argue when the Most High seeks to reveal the truth. It says the Most High turned his face. Do you think the Most High, my brothers and sisters, seeking to open the minds, is going to continually deal with being lambasted, argued against by those of far less reason and character simply because they thought they were right because they were made proud by some false prophet? I know what the Most High told me, put it together real fast. He told me, say that anything is in my head, ever will be in my head, has been, ever will be. He has to put it there. He's the teacher. I remember him telling me straightforward that anything that I hear, see, or anything else from man, check it out with him first or somebody make a fool of me. I say the same thing to all my brothers and sisters. There would be no need in the scripture for it to be related again and again, the anticipation of one for whom you should be waiting, that exposes all the children of darkness, all your kings and all your priests who seek to establish their own pulpits and thrones, kingdoms, congregations. There'll be no need for Messiah to come to expose them all if they've been true to the word from the beginning in all things. Do you think they were going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the Messiah, the Kurdi, the one who comes with the light, comes to expose them all as the children of darkness. They tell you, my brothers and sisters, that he comes to expose all the kings and all the priests, because the scripture says in Isaiah 56, he says, the very last one, they've all gone astray. They don't even tell you, my brothers and sisters, how the scripture says he comes. Why didn't they teach you the city of what I call the city of destruction, the secret city prophecies? Why didn't they teach that to you? 1918, Isaiah through 25. 24:10-16 is talking about the destruction of the falling down of the city of confusion. What's that all about? Scriptures tell you again and again, that's the place in which Messiah shall appear. The apostles asked him about it. He said, where, Lord? Where will this be? He said, wherever the carcass is, there will the vultures gather. Scripture says that city is a mirror example of the whole world. That in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, indiscriminately, because of all the partialities that are men's thinking, a lot of lies, my brothers and sisters, have become a haven, have gathered haven in that city. But it's only because, our brothers and sisters, that city is a mere example of the whole world and its lack of armor and its blindness to the multitude of lies that exist in it. Think about it. If you live in an indiscriminate polytheist society that tells you you have to be complicit with all the varied ideals that are declared by state to be legal, how should you ever become discerning? No difference between the lies of man, the truth and the truth and the righteousness of Yah. What scriptures say that society would ultimately do, and so as the leaders say that everyone who walks after his own evil, his presumptuous imaginings of his own heart, say they're all good inside the Most High and he delights in such. These people are acting like the Most High doesn't even know himself. And they say somehow they have not insulted him. I look at the book of Malachi and it asks the question, wherein have we wearied him, vexed him? Wherein have we, in so many ways, lied against him? Where is it? How is asking the question, how in have men asked the question, how have they been stout hearted against him? Wherein have we robbed thee? Man has come to placate himself after so many variant pollutions at this point in time in his society. And he hasn't even realized that in accommodating so many lies, he's insulted the very nature of the Most High, when he dared to think that somehow the reason why he felt the Most High was not reproving him, because what he was doing was acceptable. What's scripture say? You need to read in Isaiah 57. You need to read in Isaiah 42. Have I long time been silent that you did not revere me? Let me repeat that. It says, have a long time been silent. In other words, you haven't seen the wrath of the Most High in some time. So you felt like everything you were doing was okay. Our brothers and sisters, the Most High had a plan, always has. There's a lot of things he said he's going to put in place for man. Sees his wrath, the judgment that will bring forth salvation. I would have you to know that if you examine my website well, hiddengospel.com, articles like the Secret City Prophecies, articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, Gospel of Shiloh, another article called, talking about the main ones, Tribulation 70-365 AD. So much the Most High has said is necessary to be in place to bring to bear what he promised to bring to bear, to expose all the ruling darkness of this world, those who keep the people blind. What the Most High said he would do to expose all these very treacherous leaders who would care nothing about the salvation of your soul. Like I said, they would keep you in blindness, keep you in darkness, keep control of you, continue to exploit you. So much that is necessary, my brothers and sisters, is already in place. So much that is necessary. The Most High now could pull the trigger, if you will, at any time. And yet, all that is there is a whole lot of truth, my brothers and sisters. I've never heard any pastor dare to speak that it might really be understood and the authority and the implications contained thereof. Why? Again, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says Messiah is not going to come and sit back and tell you that any of these pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, whatever they call themselves, presidents and kings, he's not going to somebody come back and tell you that any one of them has had a doctrine acceptable unto him. Not even one. I repeat, not even one. That's what it says in Isaiah 56. None righteous, no, not one. Read Psalms 14 and Psalm 53. None complete. It means Messiah himself has to awaken beyond all the illusions. You said awaken beyond the illusions? Did I actually say that? Yes, I did. Scripture says he would come saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way that I should know how to declare words to the weary. That he says, behold, in my rebuke I drive the seas. In other words, all the barriers, the mindscapes of the nations, and make the heavens, those who sit on high and rule, sackcloth they cover, put them all to shame, show them all to be blindness and darkness and not light. Scripture said he would come saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. People need to listen. Need to keep silent. That, let's just say, so many illusions they believe, will depart from their minds. He says, no peace to the lawless, those who lack knowledge. That means if you're going to be part of that peace that he brings, you have to learn again his ways. But my brothers and sisters, I find it sad. 45,000 denominations that are contentious among one another, and then 200 people dare to believe that that's the peace of the kingdom of Yah. Nothing is farther from the truth. When you can come to receive and respect, the Most High will be true to his word and his word alone. After his understanding alone, it drives you to much greater respect, desires to be true to the Most High, that he might teach you what you need to know.
60 seconds.
So that it might be said that in the judgment, he went forth with a word that was true to his own, to prove what indeed is the steadfastness and the faithfulness of your own soul. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, prefer that you never know these things. Why? The scripture says, cry aloud, spare not. Declare that Israel is iniquity and Jacob is sin. And the verses just before got just saying that Israel's greatest sin is obliging all the pollutions and the perversities, shallow-mindedness, the partialities, if you will, of all the nations. How do you get a multitude of nations but that they be partial and polluted? The children of light, my brothers and sisters, must awaken beyond all these princes of darkness who hide the truth. That's the hope of your salvation. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might, to his honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! Please, my brothers and sisters, examine that article, Secret City Prophecies, at HiddenGospel.com. Examine the article, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Discover what the early church anticipated, which drove them with zeal to seek the light of the One Most High. Don't be left out, my brothers and sisters. I admonish you now to be very diligent in your seeking. Show the Most High that you really want the truth, and that you would uphold the truth with integrity, be found worthy to discern the truth that without which no man can live.